The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Steve, in 1969, the Harlem Cultural Festival celebrated Black history, music, culture, pride, and fashion, okay? Also in 1969, during the same summer as Woodstock, a different music festival took place 100 miles away. However, more than 300,000 people attended the summer concert series known as the Harlem Cultural Festival. Artists like Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, Gladys Knight and the Pips, B.B. King, Mahalia Jackson was even there, and many, many more. It was filmed, but after that summer, the footage sat in a basement for 50 years. 50 years. So the footage from the festival was never seen, largely forgotten until now, okay? So last night during the Oscars, the movie trailer for the documentary Summer of Soul dropped, and it's directed by Questlove, whose real name is Amir Questlove Thompson. Even though Summer of Soul centers around an amazing, I mean, amazing concert, this really isn't a concert film. It's not a concert film. This film is a celebration of Black pride, culture, and music. We're so proud of Questlove and his directorial debut. Summer of Soul will be in theaters and on Hulu July 2nd. So we'll all get a chance to share it and see it.
That's going to be great.
You know, man, I guess because Woodstock may have overshadowed it. Because, you know, Woodstock was...
huge, Jimmy Hendrix. First of all, white. All of it. Yeah.
That's and we talk of 1969.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, if you all really knew culturally what all was done that Blacks never got pressed for, never got any recognition for, it was crazy. And I'm not comparing this to the Kings of Comedy to that, but for the first 2 years, they never wrote a story about us. So I can only imagine in 1969. In 69?
Can you believe it?
Oh, man. To have that lineup Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, Gladys Knight and the Pimps, B.B. King, Mahalia Jackson.
Wow.
You know.
And don't nobody know.
And don't nobody know.
Well, you got to understand back like in 69, theaters weren't showing a lot of black movies unless they were black exploitation movies. Exploitation, so something like this.
And I don't even know. I don't even think black exploitation was out in 68. I think they hit in the 70s.
Those things, the theaters were segregated and a lot of black people didn't go to major theaters. So that's one reason. And even the Watts festival wasn't as big as it should have been. Which was in the 70s. You know,
I mean, when you think about it, it's understandable that it could stay in the basement that long.
Right.
Look, black people didn't get on MTV to Michael Jackson released Thriller.
Chew on that for a minute. 80s, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, that's crazy. Yeah. So I can't wait to see it. I think it'll be great. I definitely want to see it.
Yeah. So again, it's going to be in theaters and on Hulu July 2nd. So we have this to look forward to.
And let me say something, man, to young people about stuff like this. Oh, that's old. It's all it was. It's all it was. Hip hop is new.
Yeah.
It may have been here your whole life, but hip hop is new. Hip hop wasn't born until the 70s.
And we went crazy when somebody black was on television. There wasn't no blacks on TV, no black groups. I mean, there's only one outlet, maybe like, you know, Ed McMahon.
This is history.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan
was the only person putting black people on TV.
Right.
Yeah. Johnny Carson came along and did it too. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Mm.
But
so. So big ups again to Questlove.
Yeah.
He directed the Oscars last night.
Musical director of the Oscars, Questlove.
Yeah. July 2nd. We'll look forward to Summer of Soul. All right, coming up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at First Listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.